Nice guys do finish first. Nice guys do finish first. It's a common phrase that nice guys finish last. Nice guys don't always make it. It's the rough and tumble guys, the snakes, the guys who are willing to cheat and steal who make it first. But nice guys do finish first. I can say that because I'm a nice guy. I can say that because I'm surrounded by nice guys. Nice guys do finish first. What is the finish line that we're going to? The finish line that we're going to is the line of our own integrity, the line of our own reality, the line of who we are and what we believe and what's of value to us. And so when that line is met, it has nothing to do with competition. It has nothing to do with sharing with others. It has nothing to do with running a race. It is only being yourself. Now, at the end of each day, have you done your best? Have you done everything to the highest and best that you're able to do it? If you do, then you're finishing first. If you have not fulfilled some things that you wanted to do, and it's not a matter of not fulfilling them, it's a matter of what you have done. Have you done your best? Have you given your best on every little job that you do? Have you given your best on keeping your nose out of other people's business? Have you given your best on always being loving and gentle? Have you given your best of looking for the finest and the best in other people, your creation? Have you given your best to smiling as often as you can? Have you given your best? Now this is a tough one. Have you given your best to smiling, to smelling the roses wherever you go? Have you given your best to find the roses wherever you go and smell them? Have you given your best to look for the beauty in life, to look for the happiness and the joy and the harmony and the right action? Have you given your best to go out and make sure that you didn't miss something when you walk the path? What have you found? Have you found the belly roses, the belly flowers? Or do you have your head up in the clouds, which is good too? But look at the ground and look with your magnifying eyes and see those little tiny flowers that grow all over the path, just there for you to walk on. And they don't say, ouch, 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 as you go by. They say, oh, what a lovely person. Oh, what a beautiful person. Thank you for using the blanket I set out for you. The blanket of flowers, the blanket of love, the blanket of peace and joy. Do you look at the fire that had burned over part of the mountaintop and you say, what an ugly scar? Or do you look at it and say, isn't that wonderful? Nature has a way of putting new fertilizer, new nitrogen back into the soil in its own way of burning other objects that are not necessary. But all those sentinels of blackness standing up there where the branches were, hey, that's part of nature, that's part of life, that's part of the beauty of the world. Because sometimes those things go, did you notice the tree from the base growing up where the old tree had been burned? Soon the tree from the base will be burned, will be grown up and cover everything that the other plants have been, that stand so black. And as years go by, and the rains come and the winds come, they blow away the blackness. And then all they are is just sticks standing there. And then as time goes by, even the sticks disintegrate and fall apart. Now, can you find the beauty in everything in life? Can you find the beauty in whatever life lies before you? That's nice guys do finish first. Nice guys are the guys who smell the flowers, who smell the roses. Nice guys are the ones who have a compliment to give to somebody. Nice guys are the ones who find peace and joy and harmony in life and share it wherever they are. Now, do you have a race? Are you running a race? Are you in a marathon? Are you in a swim meet? Are you contesting yourself against others who can swim the fastest or the furthest or the most beautiful? Do you think you swim beautiful? Do you think you swim fast for the fun of it? Do you think that you have good style? Well, then you do. If you don't think you have it, you can win the race. And you've won nothing. Because it's a hollow victory. A victory where you don't feel good about yourself is an empty victory. Anything that you do, if you don't feel good about yourself, if you didn't stop to give a person a hand along the way as you were having a race because they needed a hand, you didn't feel good about it. Not that you had to do it. Not that it was right to do it. You're in a race. You're not supposed to stop and help people. But if you do stop and help people, what do you feel? Why did you stop? Why did you think of stopping? Because it was the right thing for you to do. And when you stop and do the right thing for you to do, you feel good. Then you are the winner. Then you are the nice guy who finishes first. Now, every one of us can be a nice guy who finishes first by just being ourselves and having fun. By taking time to realize the only race that we're running is the race that says, I like me. How many times can I say, I like me? How many times can I say, I am whole and perfect? How many times can I say, I see my world whole and perfect, beautiful, wonderful? How many times a day can I say that? Hey, only 24 hours in a day. But work on the other dimensions too. That way you get some extra days in there. You know, you might as well have all the dimensions working on that. Wouldn't it be something? Have all the dimensions working on the concept that you are whole and perfect, that everyone is whole and perfect, that your world is whole and perfect, that everything is beautiful, everything is good, that you're a winner. How many chances do you have it that way? Well, it's up to you. It's up to you. Because you're the winner. You're the one who... Close the door. You're the one who is having this experience, and that's great. Now, are you in charge? The puppies were just barking here, and they ran out the door when Sylvie was chasing them. And I said, close the door, and they'll stay outside and bark out there. And they won't cause us to have barking on our tape here. But that's okay. We don't mind barking on our tape. Because we love those dogs. And we love ourselves. And anyone who doesn't love my dog doesn't love me. Because my dog is my creation. And do you love your dog? Do you love your creation? Do you love all these things that are important to you? Well, it's up to you. It's up to you. What race are you running? Where are you going? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to prove to yourself? Are you proving to yourself that you are physically more capable than somebody else? Are you proving to yourself that you're mentally more capable? Are you proving you're spiritually more capable? Those are all false races. They're false races for the moment. If you stopped and helped someone along the way when you're on the race, you feel so good. You want to tell everybody about it, but you know that it loses if you tell. You just keep that in your own heart. And people will say to you, say, how come you came in third? You were first all the way. Well, I stopped to help somebody. Well, then you've lost all the glory that comes with that. If you just say, I gave it my best. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. I was betting on you coming in first. That was nice of you to believe in me like that. Thank you. Thank you. You see, when you like yourself, you don't fight. When you like yourself, you are harmonious with all that's in life. And when you know that you're a nice guy, you know that you always finish first. Because you're in competition with nobody. You're just always doing your own thing. And truly, if you felt that you'd like to win, and you stopped to help somebody, then the persons in second and third place would also stop to help somebody and feel good about coming in second and third place. Because they knew that that was where they had ranked themselves. So where are you on this game of life? Are you a nice guy? Do you like yourself? Do you always win every race because you play it in the harmonious way that belongs to you? If that's the case, go for it. You got it. Remember, nice guys do finish first. And I might add, nice guys always finish first. I love you.